either you're rich ama upati job. Because hata nimeona mwingine hapo, like everybody. Let me use akina Soipan, akina nani.
Hata umatha.
Who else didn't we know?
Deborah Barasa Molongo. Yeah. Yame sema yuko worth 455 million.
She's worth almost half a billion.
Yes. Half a billion. How to it's a billion in pesa mingi. Ekonene. Episode 338, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Na kabla tuanze lazima tukuremind juu ya vitu mbili. Of course, the number one thing ni GoTV, iko na 6 dedicated channels for the Olympics, na saizi tumefika kwa ile time ya riadha. Shikia kuna kitu ni baba kama riadha, yes, unajua? Na pia customers mzabaki umeenjoy hizi games zote, uki stay connected to GoTV, uki reconnect, ama pia ukisubscribe as a new subscriber wa GoTV.
True.
Na usisahau, of course, as a GoTV customer, unabaki umeipata GoTV stream. Unabaki umewatch hizi vitu zote ukiwa on the go. Kuzozi pala juu kwa traffic, sindio?
Yeah.
Kuko kama 3 juu kwa pale. Omanyala! Raisi na shindwa
juu. Tuanda!
Iko nene, sindio?
Na nashanga kwa nina ambia dere tuende.
Yeah, na hiyo ni GoTV stream. Yeah. Avile tulikuambia GoTV Plus ina go for 999 shillings only. But pia unzapata GoTV Max, GoTV Super ama GoTV Super Plus. Nusibaki juu umesahau juu. Hii ni time ya Paris 2024, sindio?
Yeah.
For the gold. And if you're for the gold, unabaki umewatch GoTV, sindio?
Yeah.
Eko nene. Alafu pia lazima tukuremind kuwa the dude of Nare, the Rapture, the Scientist, Raw and Uncut 3, iko available on ikonene.live, sindio?
Yeah.
Na saa hizi, like the list price from Zapay ni 500 shillings, lakini ukiamua juu, hizi jokes, jo, ni kali sana.
Ukiamua kugo gold.
Yes. If you want to add something extra, back you may add ikonene.live, Rapture the Scientist, Raw and Uncut 3. It was a great one. No spoilers, but what was your favorite joke? What was one of your favorite jokes?
Ile nini?
Sipatiane joke. That just about the joke, but not the joke itself.
Yeah, it was content creators. Alafu he painted how Kibaki and Lucy, Mama Lucy. And then akawa modify in the modern situation.
Yeah.
Content creation. So
That was good. That was good.
Like,
yeah.
Ato kiniambia like my favorite one.
Ni hard.
Juni mingi. Mimi nasema,
the fact that I'd seen him practice, one of the ones that got me off guard, and that's why he even included it, because even sana fakujua, this part was not anywhere when he was practicing. Ilele part ya kurusha dem kwa bed, alafu nashika thong kafe.
Yeah.
That shit killed me, man. Because when he was practicing up, he never did that joke.
Yeah.
So he tried it out the first time on stage, and that shit worked like a charm. Yeah. A checky. So Rapture the Scientist, Raw and Uncut 3, 500 shillings only. Support the dude of Nare, sindio?
Yeah.
Support the local comedy scene. Usikuwe msea support Rapture, alafu kuna Kenya, kuna aga stand-up comedians. This is the beast, man. Support the beast, sindio?
Yeah.
Raya yetu ya kawaida into a Rapture the Scientist. Yeah. So vile tumekuambia ikonini.live. But sasa, wacha tubongejua a few things that have happened, yes? And I think ata kabla tubongejua the cabinet vetting, let's talk about something that happened before. And the thing that happened is DCI walibaki wame summon a few people that work in Gachagua's office. Watu wa Murima. Because nasima kuna raya na ituwa Nyango ina work in Gachagua's office. Ina ni raya. So,
no, actually kuna dude, photographer yake nanga, raya yake social media. I think he's a Luo.
Si mtu wa Murima?
No.
Na hii raya vilu tatea kama hii natatea watu wa Murima.
Which is good.
Yeah. That's a good thing. What I was surprised by is the government trying to say that Gachagua is the one who sponsored this protest. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen such spontaneous protests. And protests that have been sponsored, kuna people you can't pay. Normally, if you are paying protesters, you look for poor people who you can easily pay. Sindio?
Yeah.
Walipa 200 shillings to risk their lives. Because you know, people are literally risking their lives. If you are a goon, in the middle of town, una risk life yako.
Even tear gas, hiki tu. No one would say, wacha niende nikachapwe kwa tear gas then.
Yeah. So, hii protest tusha bonga. Tulikuwa tunaona Arrow Boy na Nadia Mukami. Every protest walikuwa. Like the first four protests, they were there daily. Sindio? Then tuangalie, tukaona Sauti Sol. the whole of Sauti Sol walikuwa hapo wakiprotest. Yes, tuko na Obina, tuko na Oxopizo, tuko na Calligraph, tuko na Wakadinali, tuko na wase wa nini 97 podcast, baadaye pia wase wa mic check. How much were sisi iko nini tulikuwa hapo? Like
even some dude flew,
Jackie Vike, nani tena, akina Shikapienga, Aziad. How much do you know paying the people to my mention peke yake is more money than is has been used before on like thousands of people. People are not paid.
Now it's funny because at first and you hata to amwe ku go protest the Gashagwa, no Ishongwa style,
yes,
walikuwa nasema ni watu wenye wako na pesa wanajaribu kuharibia mahasla serikali yao.
Yes ilikuwa tunakula
tunana na iPhone. Walikuwa nasema ni content creation. So to kill that lazima wange try kutafuta kitu ya kuidemonize. Of course they brought in their goons. Because sasa ani wase if you can buy someone,
yes,
a protest, I'm sure you can also buy them to stay at home.
Yes.
Sindio, you can counter. But the fact that, you know, haku wanataka to, these are people who are, you know, spending money to actually
come air to
out
protest
their grievances. Through picketing. So of course yao kusema ati there are some people, of course you know they want to out nani Gashagwa,
yes,
wataka kumu impeach, but sasa wanatafuta away because unaona through hizi ma whatever he the new nominees,
yeah,
were the other side of nini the political opposition. The fact that saa awa meingia ni kumaanisha, of course, this dude, maybe hajakuwa kifurahia in some way.
Yeah.
So wanataka kumshikanisha na ingori yote ya jenzi. Mecheki. So it's just ni
which mtu wa murima.
Mtu wa murima.
Mtu wa murima, me, I think, shida yake imekuwa tu ni a piece of the corruption cake haijafika kwake. Like, but kusema that he's trying to, because kumekuwa na hizi rumors mingi sana, that he's trying to topple the government, yes? And he's toppling the government through the Gen Z protests. Paka kuna kitu moja nilicheka sana, ilikuwa ni Robert Alai. Robert Alai ilikuwa nasema that ati wase kama akina nani, akina Casmuel, hawajui that they are being used by nani, Gashagwa, to bring down the government. So as unajua, they got into an ugly fight na Casmuel. Sijui kwa ulicheki yo fight jo. It got ugly. Because Casmuel on the other side decided, because nani kana insult intelligence yake, aka decide wanze kutukanana. Hizi raya just because natoleana zingine.
They went at each other.
Yes, but it's I think Casmuel eventually decided to respond because nani alikuwa amemtandika sana for long and he was not responding. So like even one of the things that nani did, which I found to be ugly, one of the things that anaitwa Alai did was to talk about Casmuel's mental health thing. You see, for him to come out and talk about his mental health, you can't then use that against him. So Robert Alai commented, why was he insulting me when he's admitting it on video that he has mental issues? Bwana, someone get this boy help he needs, or he will be consumed by his imaginations. Nacheki. So you can't awezi bonga juu ya mtu hivyo. So of course Casmuel aka respond that, hi blobfish, as always, don't Google, it's your worst nightmare again. I prefer highlighted conspicuous truths about your boorish demeanor over insulted as a gentle reminder that your days of unchecked online bullying are over. Your existence is a putrid mental issue that the country gets to suffer collectively. That's why we are opposing the budget cuts on health. I also know the sinister agenda you guys have of blaming the deaths of young people on suicide after they are killed. Focus on service delivery to the people of Kileleshwa. Keep my name out of your face hole, you propaganda peddling, boot leaking, intellectually vacuous government blogger.
Intellectually vacuous.
Yes, inamaanisha kuwa ubongo yako ni vacuum. Sikia hiyo. Like ubongo ni vacuum, intellectually vacuous. Yes.
Okay.
So, hizo insults zilikuwa kali, because wacha ni kutake back. Nataka tubonge hiyo story jo.
Okay.
Robert Alai alikuwa amesema, Casmuel needs guidance or he will die out of his illusions and imaginations. He's living an alternative reality. Someone should save him from himself. and there's this dude Kabaki may reply. A man with the IQ of a wet sock, who looks like cold porridge, and an Indian purple frog. Please don't Google it. Had a babe. Thinks he can subtly threaten my life. I'd rather die than live a lie like a lie.
A lie.
So hizi raha zimekuwa zikipelekana nini hijo. Alafu Olunga karespond ati huruma ni estate tu. Hey. So back to his story. Let's talk about these two dudes. Eh? These are two dudes I admire.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Alai and Mark Oure. The only thing I feel bad is I feel like Alai, everything that he fought for when he was in his 20s, yes? Mm-hmm. Is the same thing Nani is fighting for in his 20s. But Alai now kama Buddha, nile design chikigi, when you get old, you start looking at people and you're like, ah, toto, isini mziki kweli, isini wakelale. Wacheki, so he's doing that. Ile, this is the politics he used to do.
Yeah.
But yes, difference
ni... Breaking the mirror.
Yes, difference ni in, during that time, mainstream TV was not ready to invite the allies to studio. Right now, mainstream TV is inviting the Casmuels. Yes. So, what do you think? Is Alai right that Casmuel is delusional?
No, he's not delusional. Actually, if he's one of those sober minds. When you go face this new, I would say, liberation.
Yes.
Naita that liberation because everybody now is woke. At least tumeweza. If I look at Kasme right now,
yes,
I cannot see Luo.
Yes,
na cheki. If I look at Nani Wanjiru,
yes,
I cannot see Kikuyu. If I look at Tarus, I cannot see Potelaufa,
yeah, something.
It's because of the work that they are doing, whatever they are fighting for. It's what we've been trying to do, but tumekuwa tukiwa hindered by, you know, along tribal lines. We couldn't see past that.
Yes.
So anybody like anybody who's saying there's something wrong with the government sai and calling out at such a young age, kwanza ni bravely, and they are very brave. Second of all, Kasmo stands out because he's very, very knowledgeable.
Yes, and eloquent.
And eloquent, you guys. You know, Kachina, he's a smart person. No? I love he's done his homework. Sati anatoka tu anabonga tu sijui dai know what he's talking about. This is the same language. Nizile vitu ziusumbua mwananchi wa kawaida. So he's taken sentiments ama mamboga, amechukua nini wase wa his peers, akachukua even nini wale wase the political class. He's gone also against the political class yenye imekuwa hapo, na he's harnessed all these people, na anaongea on a national platform.
Yes.
And he's gaining quite an attention.
Yes.
So what is not sober about it?
Alafu he's very consistent. That's one of the things.
Yeah, he's very consistent.
Alafu I think also Kenya, we come from a society that judges you by the way you dress, yes?
Yeah.
So the fact that Kasmuel Waga am dressed like that politician, ama that CEO, inafanyaga, people listening to him becomes super easy. And but even more than that is, yes, atabonga kilami na nini, but you should notice kwa nini atatumia big words, but when he's talking to you, it's never big words. It's just that he's very eloquent and he's very, nasema, very poetic and what. But sasa nikiangalia hii history yake na Alai, I'd say the same thing. I think sometimes kitu moja ile sifurahiage na so-called Luo politics is, kuna kwa gani politics ya baba amesema. So sasa hizi since baba amesema, that the government
amesema
can be
helped. Amesema ni six piece.
Yes.
Yeah, amesema, okay.
So since amesema the government can be helped, sasa nao inakuwa, umto hii atakuwaje anago against. So wasi kama Alai as the foot soldiers, they feel like they need to defend Raila's position. Ocheki. No one needs to defend anything. This thing is simple. Kenyans right now are super angry. And they are super angry at the government because they feel like the government is not listening to them. Sindio? Because of this, we went to the streets. The government has come back and brought in the tribal element to politics. So kutry kuremind wajaka nyinyi wajaka nini nini, hoping that this will stop the protest at least at the rural level. So one expect jua hii hakutakuwa na protest Kisumu, si ndio?
Yeah, yeah.
One expect jua hii hakutakuwa na protest coast. Yes, coast. Ama kitu kama hiyo.
He did a rally like Okay.
Yeah, so he did a rally, also did a town hall. In the town hall he said that according to yeye hakuna any extrajudicial killings, which is just crazy, man. Like unasema Kenya hakuna extrajudicial killings, like what the hell are you smoking? There's a lot of extrajudicial killings.
Yeah, because alisema no life that will be lost.
Yeah.
There will be no more river what?
River Yala.
Yes. No life. I think judicial killing ni post election numbers.
Yeah.
Like one person is not, you know.
Because so far he's
one person is an accident.
He's going to do the same numbers that were done by Uhuru and Uhuru and Matiang'i.
He's on the right track, yes.
Yes, he's on the right track to go and do the same numbers that were done Uhuru and Matiang'i. Because he came to Uhuru watu ni bambaga sana vile watu saw Matiang'i was at the helm. Ajio design kusako tukibonga jia nani badai msingi anaitwa Kindiki. But tukistick na history ya Alai, of course, so Alai akatak umse this guy can stand for himself. But another interesting one was of course the interview that Casmuel na kina Masita Rusu walifanya na Olive Barrows, and Olive Barrows, this was on Citizen, she tried to unajua do zile ma I gotcha, ajua try to make them look like they've not figured out what they're talking about. And what ended up happening is she ended up looking as pro-government. Najua ni kana try ku please Gavas. Chiko ulichekio nini? Olive Barrows versus versus Casmuel. Ulichekiaje?
No, nilicheki tu a bit. I would say that sijae siku yeenda at length sana.
Yeah.
So nasema she tried to nini?
Yeah, she tried those zile ma I gotcha, zile za what next. Unajua, hiyo kitu moja, alafu zile za why are you trying to nikaa kuharibu peace, disturb the peace. And because this peace thing has always been used, and of course this dude ni bambaga sana. Nikisema like Kenya does not need peace. Because Kenya is not at war. Unajua, we are not at war. This peace thing inakuwaga, it's overused by politicians, because you'll never hear any politician aseme that we need what is it called, we need justice. Sisi ndokoga justice be our shield and defender. Mimi ndokoga peace. What is our shield
and
defender?
We dwell in unity, peace, love and unity. Yes. That's dwelling.
Yes.
You know,
but what
justice
should be our
justice be our shield
and defender. And that's what people are looking for. That's what people are looking. People are looking for justice. So I feel like it's also not good for like a TV presenter ku bring vitu across like Kenya is not at peace.
Sia pia alikuwa under fire na nani? Na Martha Karua.
Yeah, nani? Olive Barrows.
Olive. Yeah, hiyo ndio nilicheki like of course she was being unajua kale kama Martha if interviewing Martha.
Yeah.
Just know anything can trigger.
She does not take bullshit.
She does not take bullshit. So Neil alikuwa anasema at sijui you know because vile her way of no vile yukua if it's something she was taught just gave a cold look.
I remember I
was not taught alafu akanyamaza. So I don't know if she's trying to maybe kuingia kwa news gang ya kina Okwara. Maybe sometimes if you're trying to be so different, you can end up messing yourself.
Yes.
So I
know
just
that.
Ask the right questions. Unajua tena media inakuanga ni watchdog. Na check inapatia nanga it exposes. It's for the people. I fai kuwa at sijui pro government ama sijui ni.
Yeah,
I don't know how Fox will work.
Yeah, akina Fox azili na waga live jo. Fox ni red.
Yeah.
MSNBC ni blue,
but if
they also come
for
with
independent
bullshit.
Media na kulikuwa na nini, kulikuwa na maandamano ya social media. So if you're coming from like sana sana tuseme Kenyan media houses wanajitanga independent side,
yes
apart from I don't know KBC stand there on gani, ma journalist wenzako wamekuwa ki you know wamekuwa na side ya the movement check because ni kitu inanyanyasa wananchi. So of course it's an education on her part.
Yes.
like she should kaa chini read the room.
Okay, I think but niyo kitu tu umesema. I think Olive Barrows is trying so hard to be the next anaitwa nani?
Jupale amepata kituku, the news gang.
Okay, nah, yes.
She's in a new nini.
But how now she's trying it the wrong way. You see we know them for Kaka Yvonne, we know her mostly for just speaking the truth, not actually trying to corner whoever she's interviewing. Hata ile yake na Sakaja haikuwa hivyo. Na cheki. But he could try to do hivyo because size I feel like Kenyans are so angry that hawezi gizima whatever, especially for someone who they feel that is fighting for them. It's not going to go as well as you think it's going to happen. Yeah. Yes.
Kama sema hiyo ki Kenyans ni angry. Kukaza na juzi.
Yeah.
Juzi nilikuwa nimepe my parents a courtesy call. Kwa visit.
Yeah.
Nakumbuka nini sana sana napatanga Bible hapo kwa dining table. This time round nipata constitution. Kenyan constitution. Like the way saa hiyo unajukia mbo kitu, you know, mother anaweza refer something if she wants to juu tukalisha chini apatia the word na nini na nini. She's very prayerful. But saa hii you get chapters zimechange.
Oh, okay.
Chapter what of the
okay,
you know, akisikia tu kitu ako like acha niangalie. I didn't even know we have a constitution in that house. And that is, you know, that's what every household is, it's feeling in a feel this nani tunabeba ufala.
Yeah, we live in very interesting times, but mi kitu nanibamba na saa hizi ni hiyo kitu maybe haifurahishi pia. What's her name? Ifraishi, what's his name? That is a lie. But the fact that these young voices are now ending up in mainstream media. So remember when all this stuff started, it was jacking off. Sindio? Because it was online. But now the online went to the ground. After the online went to the ground, now we have the online on mainstream media. So I think that what should happen next is instead of the KTNs and the Citizens and the NTVs, inviting politicians, it's time for them to invite politicians and Amasi Tarus, politician and anaitwa nani,
and Aboni,
yes, politician, and also pay them the same. Unajua ma politician lipo atukagi hizo ma morning, every morning sijui ati anaitwa nani, what's his name, Sifuna, see for charge you guy, kanisa ni kanisa, they get paid for that. Yeah, it's an extra job.
They should equal nini, because also their time is important right now.
So of course in the battle of Casmuel versus Olive Barrows, she needs to know that's a battle she was going to lose. Like it's right now people look at it as Olive Barrows versus Kenya. I think this dude is speaking for us, especially for the educated folk and the folk who are past what is it called, tribal politics. Sapo dem alichoma. But say, wacha tubonge juu ya stories zingine. Of course kuna kitu kina happen. Kulikuwa na tubonge juu ya vetting ya politicians. Kwanza tubonge juu ya Cleophas Malala versus whether the fuck that was.
Watu wanze na hiyo nini? Aje UDA.
Yeah. So kile watu wajui ni kulikuwa there was a fake letter going around that Cleophas Malala had resigned. I remember when I saw the letter, I was there like, this dude, the Cleophas Malala I know, has zero like fiber of any honor. Like this dude has zero, like seems nafikiria, zero principles. I don't think this is someone who would quit his job because at your principles. So story ilikuwa resignation today, I Cleophas Malala resigned from my position as a secretary general of UDA effective immediately. This decision comes after a period of deep personal reflection and consideration of the current state of our party and the broader political landscape. Nikasikia tu kizungu niko Cleophas Malala anaweza tumia broader political landscape. Nikaona landscape anajua tu ni land na scape. So of course immediately he let out, I could circulate for more than 2 hours. Fake because you need to fake
it. I saw it ilitoke usiku kwanza, which was fishy.
Leta inza fike Itumbi. Itumbi apatia toen. Afiraeke. Hey, toen! So, niko shua, immediately, bila Cleophas aliona hii, alipigia toen kwanza. Kumabia, it's fake.
Reject! reject lakini si lingine.
Yeah. Akimwambia so after this I think the next day that's when now kuna raya isiyo ya kawaida ilienda ku claim he's the new SG wa UDA and things didn't turn out well for him. Ulicheki hiyo raya?
Yeah. Ni raya fulani ili end up in the hospital.
Mm.
Eh?
Yeah, what was his name? Ndio mtrai kuangalia. Yo, UDA. Ilikuwa two factions have emerged within the ruling party. So ilikuwa raya yenyewe ilikuwa inaitwa Joe Halende. Raya inaitwa Joe Halende. Joe Halende jo aliona neno magne. Because, unajua, kitu moja lazima ujue, being a UDA secretary general comes with a lot of financial perks, yes?
True.
Because, first of all, these political parties control a huge chunk of money.
Yeah.
Mm. And this huge chunk of money unapata, mse kama nani anaitwa, Cleophas, he's someone who's treated as someone who helped in getting UDA votes in Western.
Mm. So he's very close to power, yes. The president himself.
So you'll find there's money to be made here. So unaamka kama Joe Halende, at just because you are also Luya, unaenda hapo kusema, ngira hili tandikwa jo.
Iliokoto, you guy.
Alafu unajua kitu ile ni bamba, nili attempt to enter the party headquarters. Guy, ira ni kushua, as soon as iliona that resignation letter, the first thing bibi yake alimuuliza ni yeye nani vile tuko na na vile tuko na loans mingi. Akasema loans. Hapatla hakuna. Humu nduku mundu. Aira Elion wa war.
Aira Ryan fala because see that you cannot elect yourself to such a position, you know.
Yes.
You can nominate, you can nini interest. Kulikuanga na kumekuwa na those political parties elections.
Yes.
Grassroots na up to county level. I don't know kuna places zilifika alafu finance bill ikatake over. You have to be elected first.
Yeah.
Na delegates. So wezi kuwa SG. Kwanza tena SG.
Yeah.
Like a position. SG akiwa hapo mpaka na nini ndio Ruto ndio anasema okay. Na pia yeye anafaa kwa hiyo delegation. Because yeye ni party leader but kuna wasi wengine kuna I don't know if he's still the chairman. Who's the chairman?
Wa nini? I think nasemekana ni Sakaja saizi ama. I think it's
Sakaja wants money in
Nairobi.
Yeah.
So UDA chairman is not the president? Yeah.
Juu. See like nani?
Let me see.
Mbadi.
Mbadi ndio aga nini?
Chairman but baba ni yeye party leader.
Party leadership inakuaga according to hapa UDA party leadership ni His Excellency.
That's the leader.
Honorable Doctor. William Ruto, yeye ndio party leader, deputy party leader. Chairperson ni Mbarire.
Cecily.
Alafu vice chairperson ni Hassan Omar. Secretary General Cleophas Malala. Treasurer Japheth Nyakundi. Alafu kuna yellow fulani imenitandika butu. UDA. Alafu UDA kazi ni kazi. Kikiwa ka wheelbarrow hapo jo. Hizi raya zinanibambaga sana. Lakini 2024, you're showing me a medieval.
Medieval image.
Ni tool. Yeye nabonga kama miguna. Medieval tool. How am I supposed to create wealth? With a medieval tool.
So yeah, kwa nasema yeah, hiyo position alikuwa na try kufuck nayo you guy. I think anatafuta tu nini ni mileage, ni political mileage. Just sasa akienda pale kwa delegation maybe wase watakuwa namuona, he can be nominated some huko kwao.
But
he was trying to fuck with the wrong guy. Cause ira yeah. Ira unajua ni goon itself.
Cause
ile na pale kakuwa ni goon versus goon.
Inakuwa gaivo. So but still to stick na the ruling party, of course kulikuwa na hizi ma nominations ili happen. So the first person to be vetted for cabinet secretary position ilikuwa ni Kithure Kindiki.
Kithure.
Yes, so Kithure Kindiki ni cheki age ni 52 years only. Okay. Damn. Okay. Alafu apart from that like when he was being interviewed so alianza na stories za net worth so my net worth is 694 million. That's an increase from 544 since my last vetting. So ira anasema in the last 2 years I make 150 million shillings. Na anasema hii do imetoka from what did he say? He said the money,
his farms,
has come from his law firms.
Okay.
And I want to know, who are these lawyers winning all these cases and locking all these cases? Why can't they start their own shit?
Yeah.
Because I'm not making you 150 million as you're out there, Nini. But you. Yeah. So.
You get your network is your network. You
yeah. Yeah.
Now, I share this around. Of course, Alisema, I've not earned anything through, you know, tendering or proxy. Mcheki. Amesema yeye amekuwa clean. Yeye amekuwa clean. Ni vile usema kuna biashara nani politician go down.
Just keep increasing. They're all successful. Like these politicians, Kenyan politicians will make you feel like doing business is easy. And this is a worldwide practice. Most businesses fail. Nakumbuka like one of the most powerful things ilenishaiskiaga Meg Whitman. Kwanza unanifinit kunirimind jo. Kuna mtu alikuwa ameniambia Johnson anorganizea interview on Meg Whitman. I keep forgetting to call her. So one of the things that she said was like in America, like if you come to Hollywood, for example, they shoot 1,000 movies and out of those 1,000 movies, only one works. But they always make sure that team moja ile imework, it covers up for the other ones that fail. Acheki. So it shows you how much things fail. Kenyan politicians, any business that they do is successful. So umesikia Kithure Kindiki value yake ilienda juu, si ndio? Tukasikia pia Alice Wahome. By the time tuna record hii, Kipchumba Murkomen has not gone there. I'm sure his value has increased. So you, as you course. Do you know how many businesses have closed in that time? KTN has come out ikasema. Mtikiwa KTN walisema. Atata tuende kwa statement ya KTN. Standard Group walisema, jo, we are struggling. Nation walisema, we are struggling. The only business that I know that's not struggling hapa Kenya ni...
Ni kona a touch of...
They wanaitua nini ya watu? What are they called? Of course, Safaricom can never struggle because it has us by the nuts. Yeah. Everything we do, Safaricom is there just squeezing our nuts. So, but otherwise, businesses are struggling.
Yeah.
But Kenyan politician businesses always do well. And that's why you have a problem now. To increase value, you have 150 million. Is not a, that's it's in not 2 years. Eh? So in another 2 years,
that's 2 years.
694, yeah. Yes.
Before this finance bill, you can make... Kuna tweet nilikuwa nimesend out nikasema, can they declare their net worth once again?
Yes.
Na check, this they've been there for 2 years. Na nikasema, does the pressure increase or decrease? So this is vile nilikuwa nikicheki place, nimepita hapo Ludhulu nikaona wanakuwa vetted. And then I didn't know if they were going to be asked.
Yes.
About their net worth again. So of course nikiingia kwa mtandao unaona you know wamekuwa na 100 million it's just in 100
yes
million.
that's a lot of money.
Do you know hata kuongeza 1 million yuga
kwa your net worth ni hard.
1 million
especially
net
shidangu ni moja, that's not what you're doing full time. That's a business running itself. Yes.
Yeah.
So you have someone at party say Safaricom CEO, yes? Safaricom CEO makes around 20 million per month, yes? And he has to be there hands on full time for him to make 20 million from the biggest company in the world.
Yeah.
This dude, don't forget this one 50 million, he's still paying salaries. So he's still paying salaries. It's not like these people are working for him for free. So he made all this money while running this as a side hustle. But in
the time it has taken, you know, 2 years. For you, sahi ni kuambia like sahi we need to like, is that even double you guy? Nini imegrow? If you had one farm, you guy. Sayana fakua that was successful. Nikumaanisha like it either beat other farms by
yes
huge whatever. Na unajua ni Kenya. Kenya hata si wasia aona hizo like unajua kama ni US unajua the it's a country that is ready to sue.
Yes. You and know. the law works to a certain level. Najua at least it works hapa Kenya jo. Kuna wasa wamepatiwa go like settlement and they've never been paid. It's bullshit. Tukibonga jua Standard Group because I wanted us to mention history of Standard Group. So ilikuwa on 30th July, dear colleagues, notice of intention to declare redundancy. As part of our compliance procedure, the Standard Group PLC has issued a notice of intention to declare redundancy to the Ministry of Labour and Social Protection as stipulated in Section 40 of the Employment Act 2007. So wakasema vitu mingi hapo, alafu wakasema in the meantime all the affected employees will be compensated as follows. So kitu moja, I think I need to put this part. Wakasema, in reaching this decision we took into consideration the difficult operating environment and its long drawn effect on revenue generation. This situation has been witnessed on the back of shifting trends in media consumption occasioned by technological changes in the digital media landscape and emerging consumer preferences which have necessitated a rethink of our business model.
Emerging consumer references.
Yes.
A podcast.
Yes. Alafu. So in the meantime, all the affected employees will be compensated as follows. Payment for days worked until the date of exit. Severance pay of 15 days. As indicated in the CBA for employees who are members of every union for every completed year of service. Oh, and for every completed years. Oh, shit. So if you've completed only 1 year, you guy, you only have a salary. So if you've done at least 4 years, we're talking about 2 months. Shit, that's some shit, man. Notice of pay as per the contract of employment. Payment of leave days accrued, not at the time of exit. And pension dues or gratuity, whatever, whatever. So... Ikasema, this is expected to affect more than 300 employees across various departments. So you can see this is people doing real business. So Standard Group is doing real business, and what is happening, they are making losses and they are struggling.
Yeah.
Politicians wa Kenya.
Kona bonga na mse fulani jana. Yaani best yetu wa ikoni koniambia tia it's been a kuna alikuwa anaandikia SG Standard Group articles you guy na anawa wana 800k
yeah shit
na ni kitambo na so far of course they've not paid him anything so niko namjokia na mwambia print media is printing losses
yes
because
yes.
nini ukiangalia hata wasi wengi ni kama ni side ya gazette sindio because hata niko naona like where would you get a newspaper right now because I think sahi bado unajua sasa nini advert if you know you have to look for an advert manually sahi no
like
au kama washa pull and then waende kwa sasa radio na nini na nini so hizi raya za nini I feel for them I feel for them
it's so sad that you like vilena sema like real business people out here struggling yes like asikudanganye ukisikia the president's story the first thing unafaa kuuliza ni can chick wako kwa stock exchange alafu unauliza the next wako fami kwa stock exchange afu rai na pata jo umeenda kwa bank una withdraw pesa yako yote uko like so I'm withdrawing all the money and I'm putting it like what do you want to invest in go like in Mogoko farm why because they rear chicken full time if a president can rear chicken part time and make a billion like it's nini alafu someone said something very interesting yeah na it's one thing for you to declare your wealth but do you know how you prove your wealth I think Wendell told me the term probing So do you know how you prove? Tax returns. Show us your tax returns. So you may grow now. 150 million. Show us the tax returns za farm yako. Zile zina back up your claim.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's bullshit. Utona hiyo time your tax return itakuwa no. You see we are projecting this is the value of kusata kwa umadha. Umadha naitwa nani? What's her name? This woman anaitwa Wahome.
Yeah.
Wahome amesema amegrow by 100. Yes? So her, she had 218. Right now she's at 318. And she's saying that she's grown by that because of the value of her property. So I need to know which is this property that has grown by over 50%. Because this is what it means. Yes? Either, and it's over 50% if all your money iko kwa real estate. Sindio? But if part of this money is not in real estate, because her property, you may grow by that. It means some of that property has doubled. Let's say 100 million yake iko kwa real estate. 118 million imeleta 100 million. You know, that's like it's doubled in 2 years' time. What property is this?
Zenyatuna.
Like when you sit down and you go through this, but unajua, hizi like all this stuff that's happening right now, the fact that ODM wants their people to go through, this is just time wasted, you know? It's just bullshit that's happening.
Yeah, because at some point hata wakiwa grilled niliona her smiling, kuna kitu sijui someone the MPs kuna kitu alisema mpaka kachiki wahome mpaka amesmile. Like it's even she's enjoying it as much as they are trying to make it ni kama nile wameambiwa like make it hard for them. And of course Nani is not giving them the dad in command party time of day. He's harsh.
Yeah.
I think nile ana alikuwa anaambiwa like just make it hard. Ikani kama ni grilling. Of course
kusikitu ni kontaka kuuliza pia right now ukienda kugrilliwa as Ian Thiong, sindio? Unagrilliwa and unataka kuandikwa job. Unataka kuandikwa job na a normal company like Safaricom. Safaricom asks you your net worth right now. How much will you say you're worth?
Yeah, you can. Whatever I'm worth, you can na divide by two.
So,
na reduce.
Yes. But if you are being employed as the cabinet secretary for sports, youth affairs and creative economy, no mengia palo mepigilia suti, go Mr. Ian Dedan Fiongo, tell us how much are you worth? Utasema uko worth how much?
200 million.
And why will you say you're worth 200 million?
It's because sahini yonana, like, hakuna msema nyako over less than 200 million. Nakani benchmark you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I want that job. Yeah. It's either you're rich or you stay. It's either you're rich ama upati job. Because hata nimeona mwingine hapo, like everybody. Let me use akina Soipan, akina nani.
Hata umatha.
Who else didn't we know?
Deborah Barasa Molongo. Yeah. Yeah. Yamesema yuko worth 455 million.
She's worth almost half a billion.
Yes. Half a billion. How to it's a billion ni pesa mingi. Ian, do you know, yani billion ni pesa mwingi. Yeah. Ni pesa mwingi design. Yani msekama mimi ningekuwa hata billion. Vile yana nakuwa gapa, oh buda jo una plan kununua wala ningekuwa like, which version is there? Should I get that Sony QD OLED? And alafu I need dent. Because if you have a billion, you're making over 100 G's every day while sleeping. No, over.
If I had your taste, ningekuwa naenda nini? Ningekuwa I am Marwa Yuga.
Yeah.
Niko Korea. Hata siwezi buy hapa Kenya.
Yuga
inakam nayo.
I know.
Uko pale Samsung Yuga.
Kuna kuangana Samsung the wall. Unajonga the wall. Yeah. Ni ma TV unashikanyisha jo kutena kwa gani micro LED. Unajua vile kuna mini LED. Kuna micro LED. So with micro LED, it's ni panels. So unashikanyishaga.
Oh, inakuja.
So kuzikanyisha the wall. Zinajaza mkuta yote na uone places zimeshikana. So hata kishipiwa na shipiwa guys, boxes zimeja hizo parts za screens. Shikanyisha jo. Kwa hiyo nene.
Kwa hiyo unapigia habari Samsung. Unaweza kuja na watu wa wall unit.
Yeah.
Unacheza. So
how much are you?
Kwa cheki some Koreans. Pale JK anaona kwa receive.
Basa
ni hapa.
Reason of nani mekuuliza hiyo story ni
yeah.
Kuna huyu Mohamed Welie. So Mohamed Welie ndiye alikuwa ameandika hii story. Alikuwa amesema vile like being vetted na kuulizwa how much you are worth is not enough. Yes? We need to ask you how you made your money.
How you made your
money. Because hii story ni simple kabisa. Like, oh, how much are you worth? You'll pull anything because you know nikiingia pale I'll make a lot of money. People will see me with expensive watches and it and letter shida. So this dude had written something because my declaring your net worth shouldn't be enough. State officers should provide proof of these assets and how they acquired them.
Yeah.
You might be worth 50 million and be declaring 500 million and in the process giving yourself a corruption headroom of 450 million.
Yeah.
So that you are also how you acquired what you own is important. Because you'll just say you are worth this money. How are you worth this money?
Yeah.
Because hata nani nezataka kujua sana. Umadha anaitwa Barasa. She was employed by World Bank, yes? Let me see. Anaitwa nani? Anaitwa Deborah Barasa. So alikuwa nini? World Health Organization, yes? I think. So if she was required by she was employed by the World Health Organization, yes? I'm sure they're not paying you 10 million shillings a month. How do you end up worth 450 million? That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So you need to prove to
that's net worth.
You need to prove to us that you actually have this money. And you and how and your husband have this money.
Yeah.
Because easy stories are kuniambia ti in 2020 I joined WHO, which is part of the UN. UN, I know a lot of people in the UN. When you earn less than a million shillings.
Yeah.
So if you're earning a million shillings per month, 12 months you may earn 12 million shillings.
Yeah.
That's 1 year. You'll need for you to reach 455 billion.
Mm.
And don't forget you've been spending money. You'd need at least 40 years.
Mm.
So her herself, she's 38 years old. To say me that she's not worth this money, all we are saying is the Mohammed Waliye thing makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Tell us you're worth 455 million. Where's the proof?
Yes.
Mm. Yes? Mm. I own this.
How did you come to own
Where's that? Your tax returns?
Yes. Evo too.
Mostly, if you earn that money in a shady way, tax returns has to reflect. Mineza kugaranti tax returns za sudi hazita kwa tax returns za mse ana own Maybach so let's just be serious.
Okay,
like
go through their pay slip akiwa sijui nini engineer sudi if you went through by their pay slip even the businesses kwanza sudi unafaa uangalie tu before through time ya nini before Uhuruto.
Yes.
Check before Uhuruto, because maybe angekuwa he became a tenderpreneur when Nani became DP. Anaitwa nani Ruto. So ukiangalia the how his businesses were before nini Uhuruto government na aingie yuka questionable.
So yeah, ndio nimekuambia hata niende nini kustaki mse wote aseme ati nimeongea shit juu ya huyu nani umadha. So nimeenda kwa historia salaries by job title at World Health Organization, sindio? So kuna watu kama consultant ni between 74,000 to 125,000 per year, sindio? Most of these salaries hapa ukienda the highest naona ni $181,000 per year. Let me go to page 3 and see. So for you to be worth 455 million that's a lot of money.
Maybe we'll
this is not money you earn through employment unless you are an
Peter Dewa. Yeah, ama alikuwa one of the wabigi wa nini wahu
zi Buddha. Sikudanganyi. Like what nikuambia like shit wanyambaka anashtuka hapa cheki. Salary of staff and any the salary of the director general so the World Health Organization, this is a letter that came out on 30th of May 2023, sindio?
Okay.
Having considered the consolidated report by the director general establishes that the salaries of the assistant director general and regional directors will be $193,000 per annum which becomes a net salary of 142. Alafu ungine deputy general takwa 212 converts to 155. The highest ilikuwa the salary of the director general itakuwa $265,000 and this will be 199,000. So Ian, the highest salary unapata at World Health Organization, yes? Ni
your per month ni how many thousand?
Let's say ni 25 million, yes? Let's push it kabisa. Let's take it to 30 million.
Yeah.
30 million for you to be worth 455, you'd have to earn for 15 years. Yes? And she was not the director general, I think. Ama, what was her position at World Health Organization? Wacha tuanze hapo. And we have nothing against Barasa. The only thing we are saying is these figures have to be questioned. We have to answer. So unajua Kenya tumezoea people just pull figures and we just take them lightly. Buda kutengeza do ni hard.
Yeah.
Mimi nishika aga chini nikajishinu. Sikia hiyo. Tao kuna kuoga na wasi wangapi? Kajiambia tao kuna kuoga na watu kama cheki. Kuna kuoga na watu kama at least 100 tao. Sindio? Kila siku nikienda tao
na wase thawa nipatia 10 bob. Sinaweza kuwa na 10 thawa kila siku nyo
buda. Buda try, enda utry kutafuta 10 thawa. Utapata kitu funny. The first guy utabeg. Yeah. Utakuwa lucky atakupatia thawa. You get at the end of the day utakuwa na 1,003. That's how hard
yeah.
it is to make money. Mm. So, Buparasa, Deborah, I don't want to see, like, what was her position? Like,
she worked as who? Na akona biashara gani? Yes. I think it, wakiulizo hivyo maswali, wanasema, of course, wakiulizo, how do you get your money? Sahi, I think vetting, it should be vile unasema.
She was a policy ukona advisor. Alikuwa policy advisor. Iza endelea.
Yeah, maybe at a director general has to look her up.
Yes. You
know, like, she worked for us.
Mm. So, as I don't think advisor,
I don't think her leaving who you know as in kuna wase wali like who will feel
okay si nilikwambia jo ianjo hizi vitu jo the remuneration comprises an annual base salary of $38,000 so let's push it to $200,000 it takes you 15 years. How are you worth 455 million? And I have nothing against you. I just want to know, like, ini biashara gani munafanya part-time? Mi jo nafanya podcasting full-time. Inabidi jo mbaka niende physiotherapy. Na chomo mgogo na wachi. Niko like, Ian, ni chomo mgogo. Lakini niko like, unelewa, like, Ian, like, this is ridiculous.
You guys, they are working smart, you guys.
Iki kam to Kenyan podcast, we are one of the few podcasts that people work full-time.
Yeah.
A lot of the podcasts hazifikagi your level. And we have to work every day.
Every day.
Wewe, unataka kuniambia, ini 38,000, I'm going to double it, I'll triple it to 100,000. 100,000, alafu tuipatie 15 million.
Yeah.
Ini before taxes, tuseme ni after tax. It's still going to take you 30 years. So what does your husband, what is this Mlongo dude doing out here? So we need to know all that shit. No one is saying this, Neni. It's just you might be overquoting your worth because you know the docket.
Yeah.
The docket that you're dealing with. So,
easy to, I don't Kenyans, know. Kenyans wanapenda ngamsi wakona do. You can talk here, pal, you say, man, I was worth 1 million Kenyan shillings, but... kumekuwa kubaya sahi, I think I have 300,000. Unajua wezi kuwa elected.
Yeah.
Kwa watasema utaenda kuiba.
Ile nilifanya biashara fulani hapo. Unajua nilikuwa nimekaa chini siku moja. Yeah. Yeah, unajua nizatua gani. Nilikuwa nimekaa chini siku moja. Nikasikia Ruto amesema alikuwa anauza kuku. Mimi, kama podcaster, nikauza microphone, nikanunua kuku. Lakini siku nwa tu kuku. Nikanunua mpaka mayai uwa. Nikainvest kwa kuku. Then also, what's the lesson? Nini? Bahati ya mwanziye usilalia mlangu wa making a billion shillings, it's so hard. Like, yeah. There's something Kasmuel alisema hapa tukiwa na yeye. Alisema that this is sad. But aliangalia akaambia say, you'll never make a billion. Yeah, hakuwa nasema hivyo. And when he said that, of course, he threw that at Ikonini fans. There's an Ikonini fan who will be a billionaire. But most of us will never make a billion. Ian, a billion is a lot of money. And for you to say that you are worth half a billion, yes? And now you're quitting the job that made you half a billion to come and work for the government. What's the salary of a CS? It's like 1 million shillings, yes?
1 million shillings.
And that's before tax.
Nani full-time.
Yes, nani full-time. So we have to know, what does your husband do? What is this? Ile mnafanya imeleta hii pesa yote. And this is not just about her. This is for us to go to Kindiki. Yes, you are worth 590. Hii pesa ilitoka wapi? Like, nyinyi mko successful. Tu hakuna hata ka politician kamoja katatokea pale ka CS. Kakusa, why have you decided to CS? Okay. I started my own business. I saw fire. So why have you come to the government? It's because I have to make it better for people out there.
Yeah.
Anena makne. I saw you. We'd want to, I think we'd want to hear that.
Because even in the, tukisoma his store, by the time si tulikuwa nafanya history, tulipata the old nini constitution. Na requirements za nini, za to become a president of Kenya must be above 35 years.
Yes, yes.
lazima usikai kuwe na ujaifungua for 12 months.
Mm.
And you've never been bankrupt.
Mm.
You guys sai if there's someone
oh shit, okay, so
you never file for bankruptcy.
Always it okay, like I saw what should not be seen in business, yeah. You know, and you say you can come from bankruptcy and
re-establish. Yes, I should go. I don't know what the new constitution inasema, the qualification of msemanya anavai for presidency, but I don't think that bankruptcy should be an issue. You know, if you are bankrupt before and you got back, that's the person we need.
Yes, that's the person we need.
Ule msemanya anafeel, you know, anafeel like, you know, biashara zinaenda chini because of is it there too many you know, legal formalities. You know sasa hata yeye nikwambia anze biashara sasa hii by the time sasa we register you guy. I want to try ku, it's just a small area hapo Sondu. What would you open?
If I could open something at Sondu. Okay. Sondu jo ni tricky cause you know like unajua another thing.
How much you shaifikiria before?
Can ni Sondu kile ni shaifikiria jo ni a movie store you guy.
Okay, sana.
Si at a movie store. Ni place ya tunakuja kuona sinema pale. Unajua kwa nini? Pale uko hivyo unaona unasikia tu ndege pita nyuma na shindwa nini? Sasa utu tu cinemas tu mtaani atujafika 5.1. So I've always thought about that as a side hustle for someone. Like if I could, I'll take it. Okay. Like someone can run that. Not for me, because I don't think they'd still earn enough. You understand? Like unzapata, maybe on a good day they'll make, I don't know, maybe 100 shillings. You understand? It's a bullshit business.
Do you know the amount of things you're supposed to sign, yani, before you open that movie store?
I know.
Yeah, guys,
it's not a good... Kenya is not good for business.
Yeah, it's not good for business. Because kuna watu wanema. Lazima ukue na wao hapo. Watu wa kanjo. Saa hii copyrights board, you guy. Akina, ira yena ituaji.
Yeah.
Alafu sijui baru ya chief. Najuna need public participation. Place watu wanaenda ku lose time.
Yeah.
Aye. You can answer na chief.
Damn. So any dreams of mimi
yoni move
sasa connecting to sasa corner you, about 12 a.m. are
you kwanza movie inaweza kuwa tu inaweza baki tu ikuwa movie you'll be telling a story so it's easier for these guys au kiamua tuseme if Charlene Ruto wants to sell smokies to parliament
shit all she needs is to show up the next day
You get any troll.
Much in it is a troll, you get.
Yeah.
But sisi watu wa kawaida. So, but a few things, okay, tukimalizia, wacha tuongee a few things that Deborah has said she'd do. I don't blame her. If she's overquoted her worth, I don't blame her. If she's worth that, I don't blame her. Kuna pali nasemekana she's 41. Hapa nimeshindwa ama citizen wameji correct walikuwa wamesema she's 38 now they're saying she's 41 still that does not nini 455 million pesa mwingi sana but she said she'll bring back Linda Mama program which wendo linishanwa jake
niambia it's a very good
yes program. yes alafu akasema I'll implement health information systems to enhance accountability then I'll leverage technology to curb corruption and then I'll have dialogue with stakeholders to come up with lasting solutions on doctor strikes. Ya mwisho is bullshit and UPA leverage technology to curb corruption. Those two are bullshit. Dialogue with stakeholders, you can never stop these protests unless I don't know. But if you're worth 455 million and you decided to ignore Bilia 80k, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. But yes. So Emekoni episode
338.
Yes. So yeah, after 338 episodes, can you imagine if every episode was worth 1 million? Is it 338 million?
You can.
So what way to my fans? Can you take it to the level? I'm taking it to the level. Yeah, Joe. So, yeah, then what's on a chaser, Joe? Yeah. Like if every episode is worth 1 million, you get to get what to like. It's now time to go and work for the government. How does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, if every episode, you guys shoot an episode every hour.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever leave this room.
So, but...
it's now 12 p.m. on a 12th episode.
yeah. Like we do this shit like yeah. Damn but yeah. Watch out when like some easy figures we are, mina ngoja kusikia Murkomen ame grow from what to what because Gucci shoes
yeah ame kuona weakness you get
yeah those Gucci shoes I want to see man but so kama kawaida bila usamaga before to end ikonini.live
yeah.
Capture the scientists raw and uncut 3 tafadhali get a copy you can get a copy for a friend this is a very good plan for the weekend yeah. Sindio watch na mpenzi wako mcheke mbavu zicheke yeah. Yani zipasuke afu ita mkosa kawe ni boy jo and you want to get into her pants jo mweke jo rapja kaneza cheka waka before shitukia jo ziko kwa floor jo amekupatia kitu mzuri sindio
yeah.
So yoni Rapture the Scientist Rowan and Cut 3 iko live on ikonini.live but kama kawaida vile susa maga like subscribe hit the notification button tell a friend to tell a friend tukimalizia 338 tukisema Ekonene.
Ekonene.